What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Mark on 9 Mile says, I'm over by the Fox 2 station on 9 Mile. Do you guys want me to go talk to Stephanie? No. New stalker situation. Scott in Carlton says, Gator, can you get Sydney Sweeney on the show? I'd like her perspective on the Tigers' recent win.
I think that's a solid.
We have a Trey Sweeney.
Right.
Might as well ask her.
Did you see, by the way, when the Tigers had their lineup, because it was like Players Day or something like that, they all gave their own nicknames for the roster, and it was up on, they had it on Twitter and the Tigers on the TV broadcast. Mm-hmm. So Colt Keith was Caliber, which I felt weird because Benetti was like, why is it Caliber? I'm like, well, because like Colt 45, Caliber, there you go.
That's his gaming name.
Yes, it's that that is as well, so it works there. But you go through all the names, and it came down to Trey Sweeney. His was Sydney.
I'm thinking he didn't give himself that nickname.
All right, man. You know?
That's pretty funny.
Is your nickname Pam Anderson, Gator? Or is it...
just call me CJ.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But yeah, it was, yes, can we get Sydney Sweeney's perspective? What we should have done is that we should have said that, put the call out on Dream Cruise, because she's a big car enthusiast.
She
fixes her own car.
Yeah, she actually is, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's multi-talented.
Well, there you go. And we got some sports feedback too, Gator. Would you like me to read that or do you not care?
Yeah, okay.
Marlon writes in, at this point, I'd be pretty shocked if Hendon Hooker made the team. He was replaced last year by Bridgewater, was replaced this offseason by Kyle Allen. There will be a street free agent quarterback better than him. Not only that, but if he rides the bench all year this year as expected, then he will go into his free agent year and we'll have no clue what he is. I think the experiment is over. Yeah, I think it's possible he doesn't make the team. They have 1 week to make the decision. 1 week.
Here's what it is for me. I think if you find a quarterback that's going to be better than Kyle Allen, let's say Jameis Winston doesn't get traded, all right, that he is just ends up being waived. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want the Lions to go after Jameis Winston because he's better than Kyle Allen. But if they don't find somebody that's better than Kyle Allen, then there's no harm in hanging on to Hooker or trying to, well, I guess...
The harm is
through the practice squad, yeah, or whatever.
The harm would be if it's Hendon Hooker, Craig Reynolds. I want Craig Reynolds.
Yeah, but it'd be an emergency quarterback situation. So if you put him on a practice squad,
well, yes, if he gets it, but if you are trying to get, I mean, so you're only talking about practice squad. You're not even trying to talk about keeping him.
Not really. Okay. I mean, at this point, you've got your two quarterbacks that you need, but you need to have a third emergency quarterback. That's what he is. You know, because the other thing is, he knows the offense. He just doesn't execute it all that well in games, apparently. Practice, it looks great. Games, not so much. But he's got that leg up over some other third quarterback, right? That doesn't know the offense. That, what, is going to have to learn on the fly and get absolutely zero reps in practice during the season. At least this guy had, you know, reps in the last two training camps.
Hey, just a reminder, our football coverage on 97.1 The Ticket is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. 248-539-9797. All right, more from Brad Holmes, Lions general manager, and speaking with Kay Adams. All right, Isaac Tesla, he talked about what he saw in Isaac Tesla, and she said, okay, deep dive. When you did the deep dive, what kind of player did you see before you drafted him? Here's what Brad Holmes had to say. I'm not sure what to expect. Not because he's not talented and hasn't stood out. I just don't know who doesn't get the targets so that he does get targets. Like if you look at the rookie receivers last year, I'm trying to, what's a reasonable amount of targets to expect for Isaac Tesla? Provided everybody stays healthy. Kang, I want you in on this too. What is a reasonable amount of targets to expect for Isaac Tesla?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I would think 30.
Okay. Can you think 30 targets?
For the season, you're saying?
Yeah, for the season.
Yeah, 30 to 35 targets. It's probably what he, as long as everyone stays healthy, that's probably what he's going to get.
So this is why I came up with the number. Khalif Raymond last year had 22 targets. Tim Patrick had 44 targets.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your three and perhaps four receivers on the team. So between it, that's 66 targets. Right in the middle,
okay.
I think, might be where Tesla resides. And it may not even be that high.
So if I go right in the middle there, Jatavion Sanders of Carolina last year had 33 targets for, was it targets or receptions? That's receptions. All right, I'm sorry. Let me find targets. Targets. Malik Washington from Miami had 36 targets, 26 catches, averaged 8.6 yards per catch, no touchdowns. Now, they're different receivers and playing different roles, so maybe it's a moot point, but you know, it's hard to find targets for a young wide receiver. Maybe that's why we shouldn't be surprised Jaxon Meeks isn't making it on roster projections, because who are these guys taking away from? They're good insurance policies to have, and they're great to be in the practice squad. But the Lions have four guys I'd rather see get targeted right off the top of my head, and they probably think of it as higher than that. But Amon-Ra, Jamo, Laporta, and Jahmyr Gibbs all deserve their share of passing targets.
They do. They do. And you look at last year, I mean, Isaiah Williams was up for a couple of games. He had three targets in those games. You look at Allen Robinson was up for 12 games. He only had seven targets. These are the extra receivers on the roster. Or guys who were brought up to be that extra receiver. You know, then you start spreading the ball around. Brock Wright had 16 targets last year in 17 games. Now, he's an extra tight end. We know what he brings. But to your point, those top four guys are going to get a ton of passes and targets, and they should, because those are premier players.
Yep.
I think if anybody – I mean, it makes me laugh when people are going to draft – Isaac Tesla in the sixth round of their fantasy league. Like, okay, you want to waste a pick? Go ahead and do that in your fantasy league. I like this guy as a player because the stuff that I think he's going to contribute for isn't the stuff that shows up on a stat sheet. It's what Brad Holmes talked about. His ability to block is what's going to get him on the field. His ability to catch the football and hang on to football is also something that gets him on the field and maybe develop some rapport with Goff, where Goff feels comfortable in throwing to him as like a third or fourth option on a play. But generally speaking, he's out there to ensure that Jahmyr Gibbs turns a 3-yard carry into a 10-yard carry because he seals off that guy on the outside.
Exactly. And even for the other receivers, when Jamo catches a slant across the middle, if Tesla's on the field, that 15-yard gain turns into a home run and a touchdown because Tesla doesn't stop blocking. His number one thing, his number one attribute right now is he is a willing physical blocker. He's big in size. We already know that. And his targets and catches all going to basically be situational. He's going to be the guy that, you know, third and seven, if they target him because he's got a smaller corner on him, or these red zone targets because he's, you know, he's a bigger receiver, like I said, that's where he's going to come into play. 30, 35 targets might be a little high, honestly.
That's why I started, I 30 and it may not be that much.
All right, so Brad Holmes, we said we get to it. Question, would you make a big move? We all know do we have a follow-up question too, or is it, no? Okay, so would you make a big move? Is Brad Holmes able to make a move? This is with Kay Adams on Up and Adams.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.